Warning. Warning. White girl about to drop it like it's hot. In 3, 2, 1.
Script notes. I thought this would be an appropriate time to start talking about some of the descriptions that you're going to see on certain scripts. Each script warrants different types of descriptions, so it just depends on what kind of script you're working with. For example, if you're working in animation, there's two different forms of animation. You have scripts that are written out in almost paragraph-type format, or film format, if you will, where it has the description of the direction, the sound effects, the music, and all that, as well as in centered, it would be the dialogue. There's a little abbreviations when you get to anime-type or ADR or dubbing and looping-type animation that you should know about. There's some descriptions that you would see that would say something like SFX. For those of you that don't know what SFX stand for, it's sound effects. So you have your music, which is usually noted as music, and then SFX being sound effects. That just means that's where they're going to input the sound effects. It doesn't mean you have to be the sound effect, and I've heard that before, where people see SFX, they know it means sound effects, and then they go ahead and try to be that sound effect. That doesn't mean there's not an industry in that, but it's not necessary. It's usually for the producer to do something like that. For animation of this format, where you're matching voice flaps, so looking at the screen and try and match the words of the dialogue, one of our favorite directions, which would be in brackets, most directions are given in brackets, says off. Off means off camera. It means you're not going to actually see the animated person, so you really don't have to match their voice flaps. So we love it when it says off. Now on the opposite side, there's on. On means on camera. You're going to see the visual of the character, so you're going to probably have to match the voice flaps. However, just because you see the character on camera doesn't mean you're seeing their mouth move. So it could be a shot of them from behind, it could be a shot of just their eyes, it could be all sorts of different visuals, but you are on camera, specifically the character is. MNS, in brackets again, on a dubbing or looping type script or anime type script, means mouth not seen. So we're not going to see the mouth move. We might see the character, but we're not going to see any movement of the mouth. We love that one too, because it's not easy to match dialogue that's really voiced in another language or someone else's personality, and you try to match that. It takes a special skill. Another one people aren't familiar with is CT. Clenched teeth. That means no matter what I say, I have to clench my teeth. No matter what it is, if it says clenched teeth, you have to clench your teeth while you say it. So that can take a little bit of risk factor, especially if it has a different abbreviation, which is OM, open mouth. Let's say it wants you to scream. Well, it wants you to scream with an open mouth, so your scream has to be consistently open with your mouth not closed off in your breath. Of course, then CM means closed mouth. Now, that's a lot of fun. Try and struggle with a closed mouth or scream. You know, you got the idea. You have to keep your mouth closed the whole time. Not easy. Another abbreviation you might see is REAX, reacts. Those are basic reactions. When you're dealing with interactive or video game and anime dubbing looping type scripts, those are more interactive where we have a lot of reactions. So you have a lot of sound effects that you have to make from reacting to falling or jumping or punching. Ugh! Ah! Oh, you might be surprised to know that in ADR dubbing looping type animation, you're doing more sound effects 3/4 of your session. You're dying, you're running, you're jumping. All of those effects have to be done by you. You have to live through the character. So there's all these things to consider. So there's some more abbreviations, but that'll give you an idea for animation. Let's move into more the commercial side now. Commercials are all set up differently. You have TV type formats of commercials, which is video on the left column usually, and then audio and or voiceover on the right side, but they may put sound effects and music as well in that audio sector. Within each of these scripts that you get, I kind of want to talk about different script notes that they give you for character descriptions. So each script is given to you in different formats. We'll put together something so that you can see what different formats look like on our web once we have our new launch. But for now, I want to talk to you about some of the crazy things that you see on your script notes that tell you what they want from you as the voice talent. For those of you that have taken broadcasting or have been in the industry for a while, this is probably routine for you. You've heard it, been there, done that. In fact, I bet you any money you could contribute some to me. Please, if you have any crazy script notes that you've gotten, funny, stupid, wacky, unsensible, whatever they are, contradictory, send them off to me at deb@micandme.com. MICNME.com. Send me all your script note anecdotes. I can't wait to read them. I found a few. I got a couple from one of my students, Wayne Gemmel, in Saskatchewan, so I want to share this one that he sent to me today. VoiceOver Driven was supporting GFX. What the heck is GFX? I have to assume it's supposed to be SFX and supposed to be sound effects, but it says GFX, so we have to figure these things out. The dialogue has been written with a typical direct response slant. What does that mean? The dialogue has been written with a typical direct response slant. Okay, what that really is trying to tell you is the dialogue's been written so that you're directly responding to the opposite line. And so it's trying to give you a really crazy way of describing that it's a dialogue spot. And we want you to banter between the two people. We want someone who understands and has experience in DR voiceover work. So in doctor voiceover work, because although it is DR, we want it skewed a little more conversational in tone than most DR spots. Okay, so DR is their way of saying doctor. And so what they're looking for is for you to be personal as a doctor would be, but they want it a little more conversational in tone than most doctors are. So you have to kind of decipher that, what that means for you. And then it closes off saying, but still land on the right doctor CTA words. Think Geico. These are real descriptions, folks. I know. The problem with directions or descriptions from directors is sometimes, most times, they don't know what they want, so describing it becomes very difficult for them. The better writing you get, the higher the budget, the project you're working on, the better the descriptions get too and more understandable. Here's another one. This is for a firefighter video. The question came to me, what does direct mean in the statement? Medium impact, direct, informational, clear speaking, and understandable. It says don't race through the script, just release its impact in the right places. Oh, they're so descriptive, aren't they? Okay, so what does direct mean here? Well, first off, it starts with medium impact. In broadcasting terminology, it'd be medium cell. In other words, not too big, not too small. So you want to give it to them kind of like I'm talking to you right now. It's got a little bit of broadcast feel to it, but still a little bit personal, but it's strong and it kind of hits you. Direct. To me, direct in this case means tell it like it is. Say it confidently with some strength behind it. They're not looking for anger here. They're not looking for army sergeant. They're just looking for someone to say it like it is. We don't need you to sugarcoat it or play nice with it. We just need you to say it like it is. Again, going back to the medium impact direction that they've given. Informational means they want you to inform people. So engage them a bit to make them know that you have something for them. Clear speaking. Well, I think that's quite self-explanatory. You don't want to be sounding like that no muffler. You know, you want to be over-articulated perhaps. Think more teacher, instructor, someone who is very authoritative and very convicted and strong in their voice and understandable, as it says. Don't race through the script. That means they're giving you permission to slow down, but does that mean they want you this slow? I will tell you, there's been some promo auditions that I've done in the past and or jobs where I'm voicing it. It asks for a slow read and I give what I think is a slow read. I'm a fast talker, so I can talk quite fast. So for me, slow is kind of taking my time like this. But they want it. The slow, methodical promo read. Now, you have to really consider all the factors before you can decide what kind of delivery they really want here or what kind of speed they're looking for when they say slow. So read through it. If it's a commercial, it's on some timing more than likely, so pay attention to that. If it's a promo, it might be more purposefully slow, so you might want to give them a few different paces so they have that to choose from. Again, they don't know what they want until they hear it, so you want to give them a bit of options here. Okay, let's go through some other ones that I found. I'll tell you, one of my favorites that I received in the beginning of my career when I was doing a little more low-budget projects, I would always get about 45 seconds worth of dialogue, so whatever I had to say, script, and then I had to do it within 30 seconds of time. And that was not uncommon. Now, I'm really good at speed reading, so I can get through all that and I can make it happen, but that doesn't mean I'm sounding great as a voice talent, does it? Yeah, you got the idea. So you had to speed read, but here's what I would get on the description. It would say pleasant, warm, soothing, soft. when you're going to tell me to be warm and pleasant and soothing and soft, that usually means going slower. And if I need to get soft, it's really hard to talk soft like this when you have to talk really, really fast. I don't know how to do it. I really can't do it, actually. I just can't do it at all. So it makes it very contradictory. We've had so many contradicting directions from clients, and you will get probably more of those than you will get the ones that are quite clear. Read between the lines. What are they really looking for here? So with those kind of situations when I'm restricted to a time limit, I have to get it within that time. What I'll try to do is still do all the background homework that I do on my scripts, which is finding out who I really am in the copy and why I'm saying what I'm saying and making myself connect to it. But then maybe I'll put myself in that same emotional state they want me to, but I'll make myself in a hurry as I'm doing it. And that doesn't always work when you want soft sell and it's 45 seconds of dialogue and 30 seconds of time. So I just have to give the best I can. And that's what you have to do. Don't beat yourself up so much about whether I'm getting this right or am I not getting this right. You just have to keep learning as you go and it will all come. Eventually we'll have a place on our website where we can post things like this and you can enter, you know, questions that you have about what does this mean on a script, and we'll be able to get instant answers for you as well. Some other ones that I found, neighborly. Well, what does that mean to you? Neighborly to me just means friendly. How would you talk to your neighbor? Well, okay, not that neighbor. How about the nice neighbor that you like? So, of course, these are things you need to consider. If you look at the word neighborly and you have a terrible neighborhood, that might not bring out the warmth that they're looking for. Genuine sales representative. Well, what that means is they want a real salesperson. Well, what is that? A salesperson, no question, but they're human form. So look, I've got a great deal for you. We've got this fabulous product. We've had it in the store for blah, instead of this. Hey, I've got a deal for you. We've got this fabulous product. I've had it in the store for months. That's the cheesy salesman, right? When they say genuine sales rep, they just want a real person who cares about the product, who wants to sell it, make some commission. That's the way you want to think of it there. Jovial. Permanent smile. More than happy to please. Well, I think that's all giving you the same type of direction. It wants you to be extremely happy about what you're saying. It wants you to be entertained and engaged and excited about it. It's a benefit to you. You find it a great, smiley, happy thing. And in fact, a lot of reads want this. You know, as soon as I start smiling, you can hear it in my voice. I mean, did you hear the difference when I just started smiling just now? I have to smile a lot more than you think to get this read. This is kind of a jovial, warm read. It's just a permanent smile, but it doesn't sound like this. Hi, I'm Debbie Monroe, and this is the jovial, cheesy broadcast smile that never leaves my face. Okay, here's the jovial, permanent smile. It just never leaves my face. It's got lots of variety, and I'm really happy to be here. And that's the way that comes out. How about dude? Valley girl. Exaggerated sound. Well, I think that's basically asking you more for a charactery type read. The dude. Hey, dude. Hey, man. Obviously, they're wanting someone younger here. Valley girl. Well, totally. Like, they so want someone younger. So I think that kind of tells you that they want a little charactery. But they could want it, like, a little more realistic. Hey, dude. I mean, what's up, man? Like, why are you here, dude? Or it could be, like, the dude, right? Like, the total, like, character dude. So I might give a few different variations because that can be, you know, open to interpretation, really. Dude and Valley Girl. We know what they're trying to say, but is it more realistic? Is it more playful? What is it? It does say exaggerated sound, which is great because that kind of gives you the idea that they indeed want you to go a little over the top with it. Saucy. Declamatory. What the heck is that? Saucy. I'm thinking a little sarcastic, a little playful. You know, have some fun with it. Get a little sarcastic. Now, that doesn't mean, girls, go really sexy, because sexy and saucy are two different things. I'm saucy. You know what I mean? It's just a little more sarcastic, if you will. For you men going a little saucy, hey, he's still cool and suave, and that kind of gives you that same feel. How about grandfatherly? It just means they want you to be a senior, no question. Very warm and connected and, you know, playful old man who will, you know, enjoy his time with his grandkids. And again, the same thing for grandmother. Oh, I've been baking for hours, son. You know, the more connected, stereotypical grandfather, grandmother that's the homebody that loves to play with the kids. girl guy next door. What they basically want there is very similar to what they're asking for when they say neighborly. It's just the friendly person, just a real casual, everyday realistic person. Confident. Well, I just said to you, confident, in a confident way. It means you need to take pride in what you're saying. You have nothing to prove. You know it's the best product. It's just the way it is. And that's the confidence you want to give to most products, in fact. Cocky. Well, kind of similar to saucy, I think. It's very sarcastic. We've got a sale that you don't want to miss. So it's a little cocky, it's a little arrogant, and it's very sarcastic. Those would go hand in hand. Dry. There's a couple different ways to look at that. Ben Stein, you know, itchy, dry eyes. You know, he's just got this really droll sound. Sounds bored. In fact, I think the most current trend right now is that flat, dry read. Now, flat doesn't mean monotone. A lot of people will go like that. It's flat. It's, you know, it's delivered monotone. But that's monotone. That's different. Monotone, they want you one note all the way through. A lot of voice prompting want that kind of thing. Flat is more, meh. I got nothing to prove. Here's what it is. Buy my product or don't. I don't care. That's kind of what they mean more when they want that flat, sarcastic delivery. Dry is very similar to that, but you don't do too much to it. Buy our product. It's covered. Something to that effect. Aged, just give it some age, but do you really know how aged they want it? Do they want it aged compared to a 20-year-old or compared to a 50-year-old? Read between the lines on the script, and that should give you some clues of what they're looking for when they say age. Now, when they say ageless, it means no definitive age. It could be the narrator. Usually it's 30s and up, at least into your 40s when you want an ageless voice, because it's got this sound of you're not sure if she's in her 30s, 40s, 50s, or even 60s. She just has this ageless quality about her, or him. Warm. I'm reading to you very warm right now. I just want you to feel comfortable with me, and that's warm. One thing I do to get this read is I just snuggle up to myself a little bit and imagine hugging myself, and someone's going to do it, right? Okay, I'm kidding. I'm a big hugger, so getting warm is nice and easy for me. Smooth. I want your words to kind of linger into another. It's a very smooth read. Think very jazz-like. It doesn't mean all your words have to linger, but they're not short and abrupt. So, short and abrupt. Short and abrupt. Do you see the difference? Smooth and lingered, or very short and abrupt. So these are just some fun things to look at when you're reading your script notes. What do they want? What are they looking for? You have to make your best guess sometimes, and sometimes none of it makes sense. Do what you can. We'll see if we can post some more on this later. Please send me in your own script notes, the ones you've seen, your pet peeves, the one you love, the one you think it just doesn't make any sense, the ones you could never figure out, to deb@mikeandme.com. Until next time, everyone, I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please tune in to our website to listen to more from me, either in the Shantycast section, or which is in the newsletter section, or in our podcast section on our website at www.mikeandme.com, M-I-C-N-M-E.com. Take care, everyone. Until next time.